Great! I see that you have decided to come back and listen to session number 2. In this session, I would like to talk to you personally, parent to parent. You see, it is impossible for us to give away what we do not possess. Think about it. Those teachers that you had over the years, the ones that made the biggest impact on you, I'm guessing that they are not the ones that were the best at spitting out facts and giving out information. No, they were probably the ones who passionately modeled those things that they were trying to instill within you. The same is true as a parent. You cannot give away what you do not possess yourself. If you want your child to know the value of a loving relationship, then you as a parent need to be modeling that in front of them. You need to be doing things like showing forgiveness and loving your spouse and other family members. I believe one of the best gifts that you can give your child is a healthy marriage. I want to pause for just a minute and recognize our single parents. I have to say, my hat is off to you. You are carrying a huge weight of responsibility, and I cannot imagine how you manage to do all that you do. Having not walked a step on your path or putting a foot in your shoes, my advice for you is to gather people around you and build relationships with people who can speak into your child's life. Find people who you can go to for the support that you need, whether it's a family member, a small group member, or people that you bump into at Fellowship Bible Church. But find people that you can talk to and who can come alongside of you as a parent and help you guide your child. As parents, we want our children to know the value and significance of relationship. In order to do that, we need to be modeling it in our relationship. If we want our children to have a close relationship with Jesus Christ, then we as parents need to be making sure that our lives have that as a priority. We need to be taking time that we need to get away and to have time with God. Again, I know that we all have busy schedules, and it continues to be more and more hectic now that you have this little one. But even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, I would encourage you to set this as a priority. I would even say that it's important for you to let them know that this is what you're doing, if they're old enough to understand. Just tell them, hey, I want you to stay with Daddy or Mommy for a while because I need to go spend some time talking with God, and then I'll be right back. Let your children see that this is something that you value, that Jesus isn't someone that we talk about on Sunday and the rest of the week we go and do whatever we want without including Him. Let them know how He is impacting your decisions. Let them hear you talk about how you're involving Him in the decisions that you make every day, whether it's where you're going, what you purchase, or for protection as you travel. Let them hear that God wants to be involved in all of these areas of your life. Maybe you're headed off to small group. Let them know that you're going to be spending time talking to people who believe in Jesus, and that you're going to be building each other up, and that you will be sharing with each other what Jesus is doing in your lives. Let them know when you are spending time reading your Bible or listening to audio Bible, if that's what works best for you. Let them hear you praying together as a couple and as a family, more than just around the table. Maybe while you're driving down the road in your car, you say something like, you know, let's just stop and talk to God and see if He can help us. Thank Him for a beautiful day. Or maybe you ask Him to help you get through a situation that He's allowing you to go through. Maybe it is asking God to help Daddy while he's at work. All of these things show the value of a relationship with God to your children. So here's your homework assignment for this session. It's just 2 questions to answer. First, what are you and your spouse going to do to invest in your relationship? Maybe it's finding someone you can trust to babysit so that the two of you can get away and spend time together. Or maybe it's setting a regular date night. Perhaps it's committing to praying together before you end the day. Whatever it might be for you, sit down with your spouse and talk that through. The second thing that I would like you to write down is, how are you going to grow with God over the next year? Maybe it's joining a small group. Maybe it's becoming more consistent in your attendance at church. Maybe it's memorizing scripture or posting scripture throughout the house that will draw you back and keep your mind on things that you need to be focused on. Whatever that might look like for you, write them down and put them in a place where you can see them on a regular basis to help you improve your relationship with God over the coming year. Once you have completed this, go ahead and listen to audio session number 3.